Do you want to get set up and ready to see private clients this summer or even before that? If so, we're offering our free private practice bootcamp this April 22nd through 25th that you're not going to want to miss. Seeing a few private clients is a great way to earn some extra money and dip your toe into the private practice waters. In just 3 days, we will help you make a plan, no matter whether you want to work with kids or adults, offer services in person or via teletherapy, or both. By the end of bootcamp, you will have a plan that you're excited about and know the steps to get started. Oh, and there are daily giveaways for some of my most popular resources, like the private practice clinic forms. To sign up, just head on over to planyourprivatepractice.com right now. After the free 3-day event, we will open enrollment for the spring cohort of the Start Your Private Practice program. Bootcampers will have an opportunity to get some amazing extra bonuses if they enroll during bootcamp. So if you've been meaning to join but haven't, now is the best time to join, and you'll be able to get set up and ready to treat private clients this summer. So head on over to planyourprivatepractice.com right now to sign up, and I'll see you in bootcamp. Now, on to the episode. On this episode of the Private Practice Success Stories podcast, I'm going to talk about why it's important to plan your private practice before you start. And I'm going to give you a special behind-the-scenes sneak peek into our beginner bootcamp event that's coming up. So stay tuned. I'm Jenna Castro-Casbon, speech-language pathologist, business coach, and creator of the Start Your Private Practice system. And I'm on a mission to turn stuck SLPs into successful private practitioners. If you're tired of dealing with high productivity requirements, high caseload sizes, and low pay, it's time to take control of your professional, personal, and financial life and finally get the freedom, flexibility, and financial abundance that you deserve by working with private clients in your own practice. Join me here each week as I share tips, best practices, and inspirational interviews on the Private Practice Success Stories podcast. If you're a private practitioner or one in the making, you're in the right place, so let's get started. Are you a planner? Most speech-language pathologists and occupational therapists are. Starting a private practice is a big deal. And yes, my whole role at the independent clinician is to make it easier and faster for you, which starts with planning. There are so many ways to be in private practice. You could have a solo practice with just you, or a team providing multidisciplinary services. You could be a specialist or a generalist. You could provide in-person services or offer telepractice. You could be in private practice part-time or on the side or full-time. You could offer traditional services or outside-of-the-box services like animal-assisted therapy. You get to choose. But in order to build the private practice of your dreams, you need to start with a plan because it impacts things like what type of NPI number to get or how much professional liability insurance you need, how and who you'll market to, what you can expect to earn, what the payer sources will be, where you'll deliver the services in terms of your location, and more. Planning your private practice is exciting and fun, and I love to be able to offer a fill-in-the-blank system to help you plan. This is the same planning system that I give to students in the Start Your Private Practice program, but also for those who participate in our Plan Your Private Practice bootcamp events. We usually have thousands of SLPs and OTs participating in bootcamp, and the ideas flow from person to person, opening up everyone's eyes to what's possible for themselves. It's amazing to be a part of, and if you're a beginner who has been dreaming about private practice for a long time, this is the best place for you to begin. I'm actually going to play the How to Be Successful in Private Practice Bootcamp video for you. And this is for students who are enrolled in the bootcamp event, but I want you to hear it so that you can get an inside look at how we help beginning private practitioners at the very beginning stages of their private practice journey when it comes to planning your practice. As you're listening to this, if you want to join us, head on over to planyourprivatepractice.com to register. Again, we do this free event a few times a year, and each one is better than the last. Not only is it a lot of fun and functional, but there's also prizes that you can earn. Enjoy listening to our welcome video for our boot campers, and I hope you come join yourself.
Welcome to Plan Your Private Practice. Let's talk about how to get the most out of this free experience that will help you plan a private practice that is perfect for you and for this season of your life. So let's talk about why you signed up for this event. It's probably because you want to learn more about private practice and whether or not it's the right step for you. It could be because I invited you, because it was free, because someone you know has gone through this experience and recommended it. Could be because you've been following me for a while. And it could be because you're considering joining the Start Your Private Practice program and you want to learn more about me, how I teach, and how I've helped others start their own successful private practices. So first off, let's talk about why clinicians choose private practice. For some, it's because they want more freedom, the freedom to make your own decisions, the flexibility to choose your own schedule and to be available and present for your family, the fulfillment that comes when you love your career and you feel like you're truly helping people, and also the financial independence that comes when you're getting paid fairly for your skills and allows you to have enough money that you can pay off debt, build savings, and have enough money left over to do fun things. I was sharing this list with a student in my program once, and she said, "Yes, all of those things are important, but there's actually an F word that's at the top of my list. Family," she said. Now, I tend to think of family as being in the flexibility category because people often say that they want the flexibility to have more time with their family, to be able to attend their kids' school events, etc. But to her point, family is another important F word and a major reason why people choose private practice. So fast forward a year, and I'm telling this story on a podcast episode with an older SLP who had been in private practice for decades. She's a very funny woman. Her name is Ruth Bass, and she's based in Irvine, California. She said, "Jenna, you forgot a really important F word." She was a little salty during the interview, and frankly, I was a little worried about what F word she might say. "Fun," she exclaimed. "Right, fun. Now that's a word that wasn't represented and that I wanted to add. Having more freedom, flexibility, and financial independence allows you the time and the money to do fun things. Things like travel, do kitchen renovations, and anything that you want." Then literally the other night, I was creating this presentation and another F word found itself into my brain and my heart. And this is the last one, I promise, but I think it's really important to share. Future. People build private practices to change their future. Private practice isn't usually about the now, although people do use it to get out of bad situations. But private practice is about building a future that you've imagined for yourself and your family. Okay, so now that we've talked about Jenna's favorite F words, I do have a question for you. Are you a planner? And do you feel better when you're following a plan? Most SLPs and OTs do, especially when you're thinking about doing something big, something like starting a private practice, where having a plan makes all the difference. In case we haven't met yet, I do want to introduce myself quickly. My name is Jenna Castor Casbon. I'm a wife, I'm a mother to two young sons, a speech language pathologist, and a private practice consultant. You may know me from the popular Facebook group called the SLP and OT Private Practice Beginners Group, or on Instagram, where I'm known as @independentclinician, where I share behind-the-scenes tips and tricks to building successful private practices, or through my podcast, the Private Practice Success Stories podcast, where I interview my most successful students as they share their private practice journeys. I also have two programs for folks at different levels of private practice. The first one is called Start Your Private Practice, which is for beginners. And then people move into my second program, which is called Grow Your Private Practice, which is for growth-focused private practitioners. Probably one of the most important things to know about me is that since 2008, I have helped over 10,000 SLPs and OTs learn the new way to start a private practice and to be in private practice, which frankly works better for most clinicians. Each of those 10,000 people have the same worries, fears, dreams, and goals that you have. What I'm about to share will change how you think about private practice. I'm on a mission to help at least 1,000 SLPs and OTs start private practices this year. Because more private practices means more services for children and adults who need them. So you wouldn't build a house without an architectural plan, right? You also need to make a plan for your future private practice. This week, I'll help you make a plan for your private practice, and you'll get an opportunity to get feedback from myself and our team of mentors who support the students in our program. The best way to start a private practice is by taking action versus staying stuck in analysis paralysis. Additionally, SLPs are burned out, and they're either leaving their jobs or finding ways to supplement their income by starting their own private practices, either full-time or on the side. So if that's what you want to do, you are in the right place. So let's talk about how the Plan Your Private Practice event works. Over 3 days, you will make 5 important decisions to help you plan your private practice. Everything will take place in the pop-up Facebook group, which is filled with peers all thinking about and learning about planning and starting private practices. Each day, you'll watch a short video that will help you plan and think about 1 to 2 aspects of your future private practice. And then right under the video, I want you to leave a comment stating what you decided and what you think is going to work best for you, your practice, and your community. And your comment on this post will serve as your homework. And yes, we track this. People who participate are eligible for giveaways and prizes, so make sure you participate. You'll also have an opportunity to get feedback from myself, the mentor team, and alums of the Start Your Private Practice program. And check out the guide section for the daily posts and also extra bingeable bonus content for action takers and folks who want to go all in. There will also be other posts that aren't officially homework, but in order to get the most out of the Plan Your Private Practice event, you're going to want to participate on these posts as well. And then each night, I'm going to go live at 9 o'clock Eastern time for about 15 minutes to discuss an important aspect of private practice, give you live feedback, answer your questions, and then do a giveaway. Remember, you must have completed your homework and attended live to qualify for the giveaway items. So let's talk about what the prizes are. The giveaway items include Marketing to Doctors Made Easy, which will help you get referrals from physicians and specialists, the Private Practice Clinic Forms, which are my number one best-selling resource, which is a set of 30-plus lawyer-reviewed clinic forms to help you add additional protection for your private practice. And then the grand prize is $500 cash, which I'll send via PayPal or check. These are awesome prizes, and I want you to win one of them. So make sure you do your daily homework and attend the live calls. It's just 3 days. You can do it. I want you to make a plan for your private practice and your future. If you've been thinking about private practice for a while, this is your chance to finally take action and start making a plan for your practice and your future. And at the end of our time together, you will be invited to join the Start Your Private Practice program. By that point, you'll have a plan. And if you want help to implement your plan, consider joining the Start Your Private Practice program so that we can show you exactly how to start a profitable private practice step by step and offer you ongoing support from our team of mentors if you get stuck. We've had thousands of SLPs and OTs go through this program. Quite simply, it works and it works well, even for people who are nervous or have been held back by imposter syndrome and analysis paralysis. Oh, and pay attention because there's going to be a special incentive for signing up during the Plan Your Private Practice event, which you won't want to miss. My goal for you this week is to help you make a plan for your private practice and to start to think about private practice differently, not just as another job setting, but as a vehicle to get you where you want to go. I believe that private practice is the only way to take full control over your professional, personal, and financial life. So we're about to wrap up here, but do me a favor. Leave me a comment below this video and let me know what your favorite of these F words is. Which of these is drawing you toward private practice? And then keep that word in your mind throughout the Plan Your Private Practice event so that we can help you create a practice that allows you to have more of that in your life. I'm glad you're here, and I'm really looking forward to getting to know you and helping you plan for success in private practice. Make sure that you're active in the Facebook group so that myself and our mentor team can get to know you and support you through the planning process. Do your homework, come to the Facebook Lives at night, and let's create a plan for your private practice and your future.
Okay, the Plan Your Private Practice Bootcamp sounds like a lot of fun and also super functional, right? Our bootcampers leave this experience with a concrete plan for their private practice, which is super cool. Everyone gets excited and ready to start their private practice. If you want to join us, head on over to planyourprivatepractice.com to sign up completely free. See you in bootcamp.
Well, this episode might be over, but we don't have to say goodbye. Head on over to independentclinician.com for resources that will help you at each stage of your private practice journey. If you're on Instagram, let's connect. Follow me and send me a DM. I'm at Independent Clinician. And if you're on Facebook, make sure that you join the SLP and OT Private Practice Beginners Facebook group. All right, off to help more regular SLPs and OTs become successful private practitioners. Let me know if I can help you too.